Braxton McGinnis of Nottoway Valley is our Jim Hughes Real Estate Cam A-Land Male Athlete of the Week. He quarterbacked the Thunder to another win. They're now 4-0 on the year. Braxton, how are we doing today, man?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, appreciate you taking time to chat with us. Let's just start with, you know, your team is 4-0 on the year and seems like it's been playing at a pretty high level. How are we feeling with how the football season has gone thus far?
Feel like it's going good. We started putting in work in the summer, and it's really showing up.
Yeah, and you know, you go back to last Friday night. You know, really good showing for you, and a dominant win for your team. Take me through that win Friday night, and how you guys were able to make that happen the way that you did.
We knew that they're not like the best team to play, but they got some good athletes, and we had to go in there and show it in the first half, and then figure out what's going on after that.
You had a big game through the air, 18 pass attempts, 15 completions. I guess speak to, you know, what was working in the passing game and how you guys were having the success that you had there.
We watched film and we seen what they could cover and what they couldn't, and coach did a really good job of figuring that out. And the receivers went and made some plays.
I know in the past, you know, Coach Calfee has taken a lot of pride in being able to run the football. But, you know, speak to overall the passing game's success this year. Was that something when the season started you thought you guys could do well?
Yeah, we got a lot of good skill guys and a lot of speed out there, so we decided we're going to use them a little bit more this year.
Braxton McGinnis of Nottoway Valley, our Jim Hughes Real Estate Cam A-Land Male Athlete of the Week. Within the passing game, as the quarterback, speak to the things that you're kind of looking for and seeing, throughout the game that have allowed you to have the success that you've had.
We're looking at seeing how far the corners are off and seeing where the linebackers are, seeing if they're going to go cover the slot or not.
For you, I mean, you've inherited this quarterback role on a team that was going to be pretty good this year, at least, you know, return a lot of talent. What has that been like, you know, and speak to kind of how you've adapted to the quarterback position?
It's been good. The receivers just really, they're really the main part. They're really good. Ty Hoyt makes plays over there, so that helps a lot.
You had a lot of success with your legs as well, over 100 yards, 3 rushing touchdowns. Speak to kind of what you bring to the table in the run game.
You know, when the O-lineman makes some good blocks for me, I just, you know, try to get out in space and then use my legs from there.
How would you describe your running style? What are the things with the ball in your hands that you feel like you do well?
Definitely not a power guy. I get a little elusive sometimes, but mostly just straight running.
Looking ahead now, you know, really good start to the year, but still a lot of football left to be played. How do you keep this going?
Yeah, we know we got some big games coming up later in the year, and so we just got to keep working every day at practice to get better.
That's Braxton McGinnis of Nottoway Valley, Jim Hughes Real Estate Cam A-Land Male Athlete of the Week. Braxton, we appreciate the time today. Wish you the best of luck going forward.
Yeah, thank you.